The Cast 11 Podcast Network is made possible by the 2022 Ultimate Holiday Guide. Promote your next event or holiday offering in the Ultimate Holiday Guide by calling Alicia at 928-642-3552. This week, Ken Lane, the mountain gardener of Waters Garden Center in Prescott, tells us how to grow better African violets. Learn the secret to growing African violets at home, how often they need to be watered, and if African violets prefer sun or shade. Currently, there are 3,200 species of African violets. The very first violet was discovered in 1892 by Baron Walter von St. Paul Allaire, a German colonial official in Tanzania, thus the botanical name St. Paulia iinantha. African violets are the most popular houseplants for a good reason. They bloom several times each year, with soft, velvety foliage, in a plethora of flower colors. African violets thrive indoors. With just a little garden experience, you find they grow to the size of dinner plants. African violet care. African violets thrive indoors in bright, humid conditions. Prevent old, spent leaves from collecting on your plant. Old foliage will encourage plant rot. Soil. We make specially formulated soil just for African violets. Their soil must drain fast. When the plant becomes waterlogged, the leaves droop, fall, and rot. Never allowing your plant to stand in water for extended periods is the number one rule of violets. Water. Keep soil moist with warm water and strive for high humidity. African violets appreciate a weekly light misting. Keep water from touching the leaves to prevent brown spots from forming. Water at the root level or well below the foliage. African violet pots are specially designed to care for and water violets without water ever touching their foliage. They are pretty and make growing violets much easier. Temperature and humidity. Violets are just like people. If you are comfortable, so are they. Their preferred temperature is 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Do not allow your plant to dip below 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Plant food. Feed twice monthly with Waters African Violet plant food for best bloom cycles. Propagating African violets. African violets can be propagated from leaf cuttings or from pups. Mature plants produce small plantlets or shoots from the side. Remove these and pot directly in Waters African Violet potting soil. By removing pups, you encourage better blooms from the parent plant. Potting and repotting African violets. African violets do better when they are slightly underpotted. Repotting an African violet is easy. Simply grab the plant, lift it, and replace it with a larger container. Fill the gaps with Waters African Violet potting soil. Be very gentle with their root system. Common signs your plant is stressed and needs to be repotted include falling leaves and overcrowding, as well as roots that protrude from the surface of the soil. African violet varieties. African violets are available in single and double flowers, in all different colors, and with widely varied leaf shapes. Gloxinia is sometimes mistaken for a type of African violet. If you like African violets, you might also enjoy the closely related Streptocarpus species or the African violet cousin, the goldfish plant. 2023 Garden Class Announcement. Waters free garden classes start January 14th at 9:30 a.m. Check out this spring's entire class selection offered every Saturday at Waters Garden Center. January 14th at 9:30 a.m. Happy, healthy houseplants with professional style. Houseplants brighten our lives and clean the air we breathe, but not all are created equal when grown in an arid climate. Students learn the top plants grown indoors and how to care for each. Learn best practices for watering, light placement, and how to treat and prevent pests and problems. January 21st at 9:30 a.m., top local landscapes with flair. Any garden can pop with flares of color with the right plants. We'll cover the best local companion plants, flowers, evergreens, and more. Bring a pencil and paper for notes and questions for our experts after this class. January 28th at 9:30 a.m., January is the best month to plant wildflowers. Late winter is the ideal window to start wildflower seeds outdoors. We share all the local tips that ensure these bloomers blossom beautifully. You'll know the best seeds, soils, food, and techniques that bring on the color this spring. Until next week, I'll be helping gardeners relax with more houseplants here at Waters Garden Center. This article was written by Ken Lane. He can be found throughout the week at Waters Garden Center, 1815 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott, or contacted through his website at watersgardencenter.com or top10plants.com. Get more gardening tips from Waters Garden Center in the Mountain Gardener column on signalsaz.com. Advertise your deals with Talking Glass Media I, Delios. Learn more.